Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting second. The center fielder, Darrell Thomas. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Darrell Evans. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Andrews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Barr. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Barr. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Grote. Batting third. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Madlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Madlack. And now, play ball. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darrell Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlack fires to first and has Foley trapped. There's the throw to Harrelson, who tags Foley for the out. One out. Darrell Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grote juggles the ball. That's an error on Grote. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive towards third. Grote catches it and throws to first to double up Thomas. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randle. The throw from Hill and he is out, Foley applying the tag. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Barr, and towards Andrews, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. There goes Madlock. The throw from Hodges to Harrelson, and Madlock is out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. One out. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Evans fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Evans. Randle moves to third. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Randle scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matlack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a pop-up towards third. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matlack strikes out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Hodges reaches second base with a double. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. Hodges moves to third. Two outs. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 1 in the game. Matlack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0 for 1 in the game. Barr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matlack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Mozilli hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair now playing left field. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill bunts in front of the plate. Hodges juggles the ball. That's an error on Hodges. LeMaster moves to third. Larry Herndon pinch runs for Mark Hill. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields it and throws to home to get LeMaster. Herndon moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Randy Elliott pinch hits for Jim Barr. Randy Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Sadek now catching. Larry Herndon now playing center field. Darrell Thomas now playing left field. Darrell Evans now playing first base. Gary Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matlock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 2 in the game. Matlack strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Randall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Randall moves to third. It's 2 to nothing, Mets. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Roy Staker now playing third base. Jerry Grote now catching. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Staker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Matlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Matlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Staker fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and San Francisco Giants, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.